Let's say hello to Dwayne Wade's new daughter, Zaya. I'm guessing that's the pronunciation. He was born with a son. Apparently now his 4-year-old son wants to be a daughter of his. He wants to grow up and be a woman. Apparently at 12 years old, enjoying the LGBT community, the alphabet terrorist squad. But, and the LGBT pedophile squad. Because that's what they are. I don't judge people. That's just number one. I don't judge people. You do what you like as an adult that works for you. Okay? But if you... That's a kid. That's a kid. He's 12. He's probably either hit puberty or he hadn't hit it yet. How can you make a decision like that? Like, that doesn't make no sense. And I blame the school system. I blame a lot of stuff I blame the LGBT community. I blame, you know, people that are promoting that to kids. Because, especially because, how you want to say, do you go to your parents one day and say, I want to grow up to be a woman and I want to change my name to Zaya? Like, that's just, no, I'm not buying you fake nails. It's just like what D.L. Hughley said. You know, you're still my son, but I'm not going to, you know, you're still a man, but I ain't going to buy you no purse. You know, same junk. Magic Johnson has a gay son. Very creative individual. It just didn't go down that road. And then that's something that's new that's going on. You got people who, you know, are now coming out at, you know, coming out even before puberty saying they want to be in the opposite sex. I think that's totally disgusting. I think that's you need to be a sex offender. You don't need to be, you need to be waiting till snow till next December because you need to really be a sex offender because you don't need to be promoting that to children. That's just like, wow. Like, and that's acceptable. Like, really? When did the straight people started doing that? Imagine how that would be. They would be knocking at the door. You need to come with us because you're a pedophile. But not the LGBT community, not some people in the LGBT community. How do you do that? They showed the boy with fake nails, they took a family photograph and they put it on Instagram or whatever, social media. Okay. Really? He wanted to be one then. And, you know, now he's just full blown want to be one. And Dwayne Wade is all right with that. Just completely. I don't know. Maybe he got mama issues. I don't know. Maybe he got this going on. I don't know. Maybe he got that going on. Something really, really personal going on in this child's head. He doesn't need to be focused on that. I mean, and you haven't even had puberty to even make that decision. I'm going in that direction. That makes no sense. And as a black man, that is nothing but white supremacy. That's all that is. They use that as a tool to make strong black men bitches. Okay? It's just another tool. What's that guy with the suit dress? Okay, he was on Sesame Street. That's the new thing they got going on now. But it's still a tool of white supremacy, but they're sexualizing the children. Okay? They'll put a damn tranny on there if they, well, he might as well be a damn tranny. They'll put RuPaul or somebody up there in drag or something like that, you know, on Sesame Street. What is Sesame Street thinking? What is Arthur thinking? Mr. Ratburn is marrying another dude. Like, how, what? I guess they thought that, hey, he was gay in the first place. The kids were ha 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 laughing about it. But now it's serious, not funny anymore. It's serious. And they're influencing these children. Oh, this is, it's like a fad, you know, they're influencing each other. Okay, you know, get stuff ran up your booty hole and yeah, do all this other stuff and do this and do that and put this dress on and whatnot. It's cool. It's cool. It's disgusting. That's what it is. It's disgusting. He was in that Tiffany Haddish movie. Yeah, Watch My Tragic Moment. Shut yourself up. You need to quit. Well, at least he was wearing a suit in the movie, not a damn dress. They asked Dave Chappelle, "You want to put on the dress?" A grown ass man. He said, "Hell no." Everybody else put on the damn dress. And Eddie, I think they asked Eddie Griffin that, and he said, "Hell no, too." Because foolish, the part where he was thinking about it, like with the maracas, but nah, no, man, I ain't with that. But they always trying to make, you know, the black man a bitch, a punk, a sissy, a less threatening version. They don't want a Khalid Muhammad. They don't want a Malcolm X. They don't want a Martin Luther King. They don't want a Stokely Carmichael. They don't want anybody like that. Huey P. Newton. They don't want a Bobby Seale. They don't want anybody like that. They don't want a Malcolm Jamal. They don't want anybody like that. Okay. They want a punk ass, bitch ass, sissy ass, bitch ass man. That's what they want, and they use that. They use that as a tool, and they. It's not. It has nothing to do with sexuality, okay? Things like that have nothing to do with sexuality. I mean, that's how far, Willie, you want to go. To me, I think. In my opinion, I think that a lot of people who, I think some people, they favor the opposite sex more. So they want to be the opposite sex, adults now, not children. They want to be the opposite sex. And I think that some people just hate the fact that they're not as masculine as they would be. So they just turn into a straight bitch, or they're not as feminine as they would like. So they just turn into a straight stud. That's what I think, because there's studs, lesbian studs that are more feminine than their partners. The partners need to put on the pants and the suit and whatnot. Why you need a dress, but they're sexualizing these kids, and Dwayne Wade is open to that, and I'm like, no, that is not how a real black man does it. Okay. That is not how a real black man does it. See, I think D.L. Hughley got a gay son, but that's not how you do that. That's not how you do that at all. And then certain people, you know, you don't know what's going through an individual's head. Some people have been molested, okay? That's why they got the myth that all gay people were molested, and that's why they're gay. That's not exactly true. But in some cases, yes, that is true. It depends on the person, but there's a lot of influences. There's a lot of chemical. They got the gay, not the gay gene, but the gay chemicals and whatnot that was discovered by a black man that make men more feminine and so on and so forth. But you got a lot of influences. But those are adults. that developed after a while. Okay? They developed. You know, and then they hit 18 years old, 28, 25, okay, they come out, so on and so forth. I don't know how people come out, because some people were already out. They never had to come out. They were already out, but you know, the gay community wants to be accepted so much by everybody that they're going after kids. That's a part of the reason why they're doing that. And there's more gay races out here than there, you know, sometimes there are straight races. You can, even though the Klan don't like gay people, but that's a different topic for another day. But I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a EMS person. I don't want to be a cop. I don't want to be this. I want to be a woman when I grow up. What? I don't know. I don't know who put that in his head. I don't know where he got that from. I don't know. I've seen that before. That lady that was on CNN, she talking about she got a transgender son with a girl that's transitioning to a boy at 9 years old. Really? Really? At 9 years old, you decided? That's why I think that these kids, if you that young, you have no kind of sexuality. You don't know what you want. You have no kind of sexuality at that point. You innocent, and then somebody's turning you into something else. That's what it seems like to me. That's what it seems like to me. They turn them into something. You know, somebody else is pulling the strings. These are kids. These are the kids. Okay. I think Willie D had brought that up. Some women will tell you off as a dude. You ain't gonna be no punk. To their young sons and whatnot, when they see them mimic what their mama do. But it's different between mimicking and you actually want to be that. That's two different things. That's very two different things. When you hit puberty, you start to discover all the masculine things about yourself, and you accept it. You think that is the best thing in the world. You grow muscles, your dick gets hard, and you get a lot of other things. You start deepening your voice, or all those things. You start to accept, and you start to love, and you start to cherish that. You grow hair on your face. Different things like that. You cherish all. You love all that stuff. You love that about yourself. It seems to me like a lot of people, they don't love themselves, so they want to be somebody different. Or because I tell you this, back in the day, before all this stuff, they used to have the Maury Show. Is it a man or is it a woman? They stopped that because it started to get offensive. That's why. And another thing about that show, there used to be. Anybody that wanted to be transgender, or eventually what they would do is they would have the sex change surgery. So if you are a man transitioning to a woman, you would get your penis cut off and it would be inverted in and they would make a pussy out of that, I guess, or a vagina out of that, I guess. And if you were a woman, and you were transitioned to a man, you would grow a penis. Nobody's doing it, and it would be more. It is more. And see, that's the big thing that people don't talk about. That's another thing that people don't talk about: the fact that there are more men transitioning to women than there are women transitioning to men. So there's something about that toxic masculinity. They saying is that masculinity is toxic, so that, you know, everybody gets treated better, less violent to people who considered more feminine. Because there's a lot of dudes 6'9", they're big, and it's like a big target right there for somebody to, you know, to go and be violent towards them in some cases. You know, some people, you know, start stuff just to do things. But there's more women than men on this planet. So think about that. There's a bunch of issues in that community. And not once from anybody from the LGBT community say stop sexualizing the children. It's getting to the point, you know, it's pedophilia. That's what it is. It's pedophilia. You doing that, you want a tranny to a person who is transgender, okay? Just have him wants to be a teacher. You can't stop them. That'd be discrimination. That you have to go out, you know, they got the credentials, they can teach kids, they can be around kids. But the way things are now is they're trying to influence the kids in their sexuality or what they do as a grown person. It's not like you got kids coming up to them, I want to be like you. No, they're saying you should be like me or vice versa. They're just influencing what those kids are saying. They're not saying, well, you need to go to your parents about that, or you need to talk with them about that. I'm not the one to tell you. No, what they're doing is they're using all those things like the trainer that was reading the kids and all that. All that was, and then they had the boy dancing in the bar, in the gay bar. Like, really? And they had Zaya was at the gay pride parade and all those straps and buckles and people in the face masks and they look like damn gimps. What? Like, really, you gonna bring your son to that? Really? I bet you couldn't bring a daughter around that. A real daughter. If I had a son, he said he want to be transgender. I tell you this, I said, well, they gonna cut your dick off. I'm gonna just tell him straight how it is. We just gonna take you to, we gonna get you into surgery. You cut your dick off, your pee pee off, and you make a vagina out of it. I would just tell him the real, and that's really what they do. And then a lot of people say, well, they regret doing that. So they're just using that as a, you know, as some people know what it is and some people don't. Some people, they just do what they do, and some people are just trying to promote their junk, like, you know, to kids, like a damn pedophile. But, I mean, wait, come on now. Come on, the boy is 12, okay? Let the boy be the boy. Okay, then if he want to do whatever in his grown life, okay? And I tell you this, I wouldn't be paying for it. I would not be paying for it. I'm not paying for I would not be paying for none of this stuff. I'm not paying for no nails. I'm not paying for no hair. I'm not paying for no, I'm not paying for nothing, no dresses. I'm not buying you no dresses. I'm not buying none of that. I'll buy you some man clothes. I'm not going to buy you no dresses, okay? Imagine him in high school. He gonna be chained. He gonna do like them girls do. His mama tell him not to wear them stuff. He gonna be chained in the bathroom and then change back when he pick him up. but no, he probably let him go that way. But that's just nasty. That is nasty. That is outright disgusting. That is just no. We don't need to be doing that. Okay, that's too far. People could do what they want as adults, but leave the kids alone. Leave them alone. Stop sexualizing the kids.